This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What J.J. Barea get a player to win? Go up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher. I'm in Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio, here at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Where you make your dreams come true. 1-800-TV-RADIO. Go CSB.com. Check out all the exciting things that is happening. Come take the tour, man. You can come sit in here and do your own little podcast. A little 5-10 minute podcast. That's what gets you pumped, man. You get in the room and you start talking and giving your opinion. It's great, man.
Or you can call us. What's the number to call us at?
919-943-2044.
Hopefully, we should be having a phone call here soon, so we'll get QCB's calling in. Of course, the guy you just heard talking was Big B3 Exponent.
Again, once again, just take a moment and realize the gravity of this week. 9/11 was on Monday, and of course, 9/13, 21 years since Tupac was gunned down on Las Vegas Strip. They still have no clue who murdered that man on the Las Vegas Strip.
And let's don't forget the people in Florida and Texas and everywhere else affected by it.
And hurricanes. If you got out and you lost everything, man, we hate it. But if you thought you could hunker down and survive and you're lost, crap on you.
I would like to also give a shout out to everybody who's mourning their fantasy football team because of David Johnson.
I know that's right, man.
I would like to go ahead and do my fantasy football team because I drafted Beckham. I spent $55 on Beckham.
It's more than 2 to 3 weeks, so he probably doesn't play this weekend or next week, but he should be back.
So guess who my other receivers are? Amari Cooper, your boy from Cleveland, Kenny Britt.
That's bad.
Who completely flunked.
And Sanu, I think.
Could have been worse. It could have been like Smush Parker or somebody.
That's true.
You better go pick up Allen Hurns. He's the only receiver they got left in Jacksonville.
And, of course, I'm Rocky. Joining me today in the studio like every week from Baller Is Life is Smoochie.
Might as well get this out the way now. Hell to the Redskins because I lost my bet. Redskins fans, don't worry.
Scream it one more time for him, Smoots.
Hail to the Redskins. Because of Marcus Mariota, underachieving yet again.
Bum.
This is the greatest thing we've ever done on the show. And joining us in the studio is Mr. Chauncey.
What's happening, man? What's going on?
What's up, man?
Hey, man, I got an autographed Odell Beckham picture for you when he catching the ball in one hand if you want it.
Sure. Is it in a frame?
No, it's not.
Good. I need something to wipe my ass.
See, don't be like that.
Just saying, dude. I mean, I need some tissue.
You wish you had somebody as good as Odell on your roster.
We do.
Who? Hey, I saw a Switzer? Hey, I saw old Cole Beasley made a catch by his head.
He made a nice little catch.
All right. And, of course, we got Mr. Hayden's in the studio.
Hey, you didn't bring up anything about any fighting, so that I was about to say. Don't call me.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell you.
You were going to rub it in my face again that I said I wasn't going to buy the Triple G Canelo fight.
I wasn't.
Nah, no, buy it, man.
No. No, I am not buying it.
You don't have to. You don't even have to buy it. Stream it.
I would like to hear it in English. I have
a question. Look, for Panther fans, this is something that me and Rock were talking about before you guys came in. Everybody hates or frowns upon what Odell Beckham did in the Josh Norman game, right? What is the difference between Odell Beckham and Steve Smith Sr.?
Oh,
I feel like Steve Smith Sr. got a pass because he was, oh, he's scrappy and he'll fight to the end and he's tenacious. But when Odell did it, it's dirty.
Odell never, I mean, Steve Smith never launched himself into somebody's head.
Exactly.
But he punched his own teammate twice.
He did.
But that was, but he did it right in front of him. It's not like he went behind his head and did it. He did it in front of his face. He stood up as a man to the guy and did it. What Beckham did was the most cowardly thing I've ever seen.
Odell also did it the entire game.
Right.
And then cried about, but they had bats on the sideline before the game. It takes two, I felt threatened.
It doesn't take two.
Last time I saw, Josh Norman didn't launch himself at Beckham.
So I'm just saying, everything that led up to that was cool.
Yeah. Because, you know what?
You see what I'm saying? Like, it was.
No, it was because it was trash talk. But the problem was the coaches, the refs, didn't do anything about it.
They let it go too long.
But the Beckham play, and you're supposed to be one of the best players in this league. You can't do that. Because not only are we watching, little kids are watching, thinking, oh, that's cool that you can launch it. I've never seen that in football happen. Never.
I remember watching that game live.
I was so hot. Like,
throw his ass out of the game.
I was always taught to keep your head on the swivel.
Here's my problem with Odell. You can't be tough when there's people caught you like hot tub with dudes.
Right.
He looked suspect
more than one time on Facebook.
I don't know nothing about all that. I'm just saying,
it's contradictory.
I just feel as though Steve Smith got the benefit of the doubt.
Well, Steve Smith would do it to your face, though, is my point. He wouldn't launch himself out of nowhere.
And he didn't cheap shot.
Right.
I beg to differ.
Well, no, he probably did.
He did punch Ken Lucas and break his nose.
But at least it was his teammate. You can do that with your teammate. It's all good.
And the teammate that just got paid had to miss games.
It was at practice.
Things happen at practice.
But Steve Smith, you never saw get a flag for launching himself at another player, is my point. Now, you will see him, you need to calm down, different things, but
he was a great trash talker. He backed it up.
I miss Steve Smith.
Yeah, no.
Is Steve Smith a Hall of Famer?
Absolutely.
We're going to talk about that soon. I'm glad you talked about that.
Great question.
I got a little thing.
Thank you.
Not first ballot, but he is a Hall of Famer.
Not first ballot.
I don't think he's
a Panther Hall of Famer.
Well, first of all, wide receivers don't go first ballot.
Unless you're Jerry Rice.
Yeah, I don't think he gets in.
If T.O. is not first ballot, he's definitely not first ballot.
He should be like a Panther Ring of Honor. They got one of those? They have a Panthers Ring of Honor?
They put a trophy out front for anybody. If you play the Panthers, you're going to get a little statue out front. Hell, the owner has got a statue out front. That looks like Jerry Jones.
The only number we have retired is Sam Mills. So it's hard to make.
What about Tim Biakabutuka?
We had Kevin Green play for a little bit.
We had Reggie White play a year here.
You had Keyshawn Johnson play.
Ours
is coming.
Chris Gamble.
We'll have Steve Smith. We'll have Pep. We'll have Julius Peppers.
Actually, the person I'm surprised you don't have retired yet is Mike Minter. He still lives in Charlotte. What?
He was okay.
Yeah,
he wasn't retired
jersey worthy.
If they're not going,
are you kidding me?
If they're not going to retire Jordan Gross's number, they're not going to retire Mike Minter.
Mike Minter was better than that. All right. Well, anyway, going past that, the Hornets introduced new throwback jerseys.
Love them. Let's go, Jumpman.
Those are great uniforms for them to be fifth seed in.
Hey,
I approve of it.
Hey, it's better than one of them Suns gonna be.
True. We will be probably screwed out of another number one pick. Go Suns!
No, they changed the lotto this year. They've readjusted it. No tanking.
Do you have any shoes for this week?
Yeah. I just posted them. Had to shout out Nike this week. The LeBron James 15, the embroidered pair with like the gold zipper on the front. Him and his family actually all had a pair on in New York, and he put a couple pictures on Instagram. He also showed off a pair of snakeskin 15s. These things are sick, man. They're going for about $185. Go ahead and support the king. Support Nike. You know, KD is trying to run the game over with all his cupcakes and disrespectful writings on the bottoms of his shoes to his fans, but LeBron James has never cheated the game. One of the greatest of all time. Make sure you cop his shoes while he's still putting them out.
Except that one time in Boston, but you know.
What game? Oh, the game he tanked?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My elbow hurts.
Did you see and the Dallas?
Had to shoot a free throw left-handed. Remember
did
that?
You see the cleats that LeBron made for
Ohio State?
Yeah, they're dope. They're dope.
See what he does? That man just keeps doing it.
And I've got one. I've got the Taco Charlton cleat that he had on.
Oh, he got a taco on the back.
Those are dope. like if he's not endorsing Taco Bell already, there's a problem.
He should be.
He got the big Nike check on there, so we know he endorsed Nike. Love Nike.
Food truck or something like that.
Hey, look, man.
Need something.
I like him. He did pretty good Sunday.
Did he even play? I don't remember seeing him doing anything.
Wait, did he play? He did pretty good. Wait.
I don't remember seeing him play.
He got in for two plays.
I don't remember. I know, but guy that did really well for me was DeMarcus Lawrence. And you're talking about Taco did really well. I didn't even see him on the field.
Well, the defense was barely on the field because the Cowboys had the ball like 40 minutes, 40, 45 minutes.
That's very true. All right, moving on because we're not talking about Cowboys again. The Panthers week one review.
Woo!
You've been waiting on it.
Woo! Keep
pounding. They played the 49ers.
We just got to play who's on the schedule.
Panthers win 23-3. Panthers D showed up. To me, Cam looked really rusty, but the D played good versus a bad team. So.
I mean, he
did.
A
bad team?
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
Wait, come on, man.
This is a professional.
No, they're our team.
Before we even get into it, are we really going to have hope for the 49ers now?
Listen.
Hey, before we even jump into this.
I'm going to plead the fifth on that one.
Hold on a second. In all fairness, it is an NFL team. There's two teams in this league that look awful. That's the Jets and the 49ers. We all agree with
that. And the Colts.
And the Colts, yeah, all right. But those three teams look horrible, so.
But the 49ers did.
My question is, can you really judge this win versus that bad 49ers offense?
I think no matter how bad a team is, if you hold a team to 3 points and they went for it four times on fourth down and only got it once, and the offense turned the ball over – right there inside the 30 and still held them to just a field goal.
Everything you're pointing to illuminates how great the Panthers' defense is. We already knew their defense their defense was good.
We knew our offense
was
good.
We already knew that the 49ers' offense was suspect. So, like, that was to be expected. I'm just saying, like, you kind of gassing up a win against a terrible team.
I don't know. No. Our defense played
phenomenal.
Yes.
Because I had them on my fantasy team, and they got me 8 points.
Now the 49ers, because they've been so bad over the years, have a lot of high drafted picks across their defense and on their offense. And they have so-called an offensive genius as their head coach.
Now, I will say this. They did what they were supposed to do. You're supposed to go out and beat a bad team.
And handle them.
The 49ers' D-line played tough. And the cornerbacks, they were just outmatched, man. But they did play tough. I saw the team play. They played tough. But they just don't have no talent.
Yeah, right.
All right? But watching the Panthers play,
that was offense uninspired football.
Very uninspiring. The good sign from the Panthers, the defense put them in good position like they did two years ago.
And we scored off turnovers, the defense guy.
And the throw to Russell Shepard was right on the money, and Russell Shepard hit the circle button and put a move on the defender out there.
Who was the guy I told you was going to be the guy this year for them? I told you Russell Shepard was going to be the
Russell Shepard's not on my team, kind of was hoping he'd help Olsen, Kelvin Benjamin. Shout out to Stewart, though.
The only thing I was going to say, though, Cam looks like he's forcing it way too much still. You need to go and find a person that's open. Stop trying to force it to McCaffrey or Benjamin.
No, that one.
I think that was a game plan.
That one throw that got picked off that he tried to force deep into double coverage. It's like,
that was a bad decision. He did he did a lot of bad decisions in this game.
And, I mean, he missed a couple of easy throws. Right. But
yeah,
we got Christian McCaffrey off. And Christian McCaffrey looks like he's going to be a player for us. Now he needs to make sure he gets north and south and stop trying to run east and west because you're not outrunning guys in this league.
Nope.
Not sideline to sideline.
But he was if you go back and look, how many times did the ball not go to him and he pulled defenders towards him?
He was pulling because they thought we were going to him.
I was happy with
the performance. I was more happy with the W. That's all that matters. Yeah, it don't matter how you look.
Cam
get
actually
that W.
He had a really good.
I disagree with you. It does matter how you look some.
Hey,
you don't want to look total bad.
Cam,
he looked awful in the first half.
Didn't McCaffrey fumble?
He did fumble. Yeah. Trying to run east and west, and they took the ball. Like,
that didn't happen. I know, gloss over that.
It didn't cost us.
Cam played okay, all right, but he didn't play good.
Cam had a really good quote yesterday. He said, "You don't have to be the best team in the league every Sunday. You got to be the best team on that field during that game."
True. You do, and they won. Hey,
that's the first time I've heard Cam say something and not muck it up. Right. He usually say something crazy.
But at the same point,
we're at the pinnacle of our career.
The quarterback is coming back from shoulder injury. Didn't have a good season last year. They got a whole bunch of new people on offense, and the offense looks out of rhythm, except for Jonathan Stewart. Jonathan Stewart looks healthy because he's got McCaffrey.
And that's big.
I think he's the one that's going to benefit the most is because of McCaffrey.
Yeah, if they can get that, I don't want to say smash and dash was overused, but if they can get that two running back thing happening again, the possibilities are endless for that team.
Absolutely.
Because any
– And then you can add Samuel and these other weapons in.
Team that can run the ball and play good defense is going to be in the playoffs.
The Panthers had the most rushing attempts of any team in the NFL this past Sunday. They ran the ball more than anybody in the NFL.
They should. Kind of need Cam to throw it to Benjamin or Austin.
He did throw it to Benjamin, but when he Tart made a hell of a play.
It's always about fantasy.
When he threw it to Benjamin, Jaquarski Tart made that one-handed at the goal line,
the ball was underthrown, but
that thing was tough.
When I looked at it, I said, points. Cam.
And at that point, Kelvin, you see the ball being underthrown. You got to turn around. You got to go up and snatch the ball. He's still 6'7". He got to go up and get the ball.
He was headed one way, and after that, he wasn't turning back around.
Right, because he thought about his fantasy points, too. This jerk blew my touchdown.
Damn it. I could have had 12 fantasy points right there. Killing me.
You spin it forward, how do you think they'll fare against Buffalo?
Well, we're getting ready to talk about that. So, anything else to talk about the 49ers game?
Oh, nah.
I just hope people don't have hope for them till next year when they get Kirk Cousins.
They're not getting Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I think they might.
Chosen the Rosen.
No, not the Panthers. I'm talking about the 49ers.
Oh, 49ers. Oh, 49ers, yeah. Okay.
I don't think Kirk Cousins stays in Washington.
I don't really.
No.
Who are the 49ers wide receivers?
Pierre Garçon.
Which he did pretty good.
Goodwin. He could blow the top off.
But he drops everything.
He did.
He just like Ted Ginn, man. He'll get by you, but he ain't going to catch
you. Brittle was their tight end or something.
What's their running back's name? I can't.
Carlos Hyde.
Carlos Hyde had a good game.
Yeah, he played really well.
He played solid.
Moving on to this week. Is that home opener against the Bills?
Anybody going to that game?
No, I already sold my ticket. Going.
I'll be watching it on TV.
Is there still the party out front of the stadium?
I believe so. We'll find out for sure tomorrow. There's a big-time tailgate. My man Byron, that he does the show here on Fridays, Baller's Life Podcast, he's doing a tailgate party. It's either them or when they play the Saints. I'll find out for sure.
It's the Saints, I believe.
It's the Saints.
So that's next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But still, you know, come out, tailgate.
Home opener, you know, home opener is always live.
Yeah.
We get to play our old defensive coordinator.
Sean McDermott.
Mike Tolbert said he's going to come out and show that he hasn't lost it, that he isn't deteriorating.
And, man, did he look good on Sunday.
I will say he's never had to play against Luke Kuechly.
Well,
we're going to bounce his ass backwards just like he was bouncing backwards when he was playing for us.
What's going to happen, he's going to come down. He's going to go to Midnight Diner before the game. He's going to have the Big Bubba because, you know, he's going to have the eggs and sausage and gravy, and he's going to be out of the game in the first quarter.
Buffalo has him playing in that role. Look, we just need you to get us
a first down here.
Couple tough yards. Let LeSean McCoy do the rest.
He could never get a couple of tough yards for us. Fumbled in the Super Bowl multiple times.
Hey, no offense, bro. But you give him the ball on 2nd and 20. And you expect him to get 10
we
yards.
We gave it to him on 1st and goal, and he loses
yards. No, that would be a quarterback power on 1st and goal.
Oh, well, 2nd and goal, my bad.
I mean, instead of using him on 1st and goal, it's you do be, it like 2nd.
And then again, they played against the Jets, which really doesn't have any hope or anything to play for this season.
So, who's the X factor this weekend, and who wins the game?
Cam Newton's the X factor. If Cam Newton comes out and plays – if he progresses from last week, it's not close.
Does Sean McDermott, you know, because he knows Cam, Does he?
I don't think it's a factor.
Don't forget, though, Cam and the offense knows Sean McDermott's defense.
I don't think Sean McDermott, I don't think it matters. Either way, I don't think it matters because it's two new groups and the Panthers' offense is a lot different than it was when he was here.
I think he's going to make Cam throw. Going to be blitz crazy. Keep him in the pocket, blitz him, let him get at different schemes, test that a shoulder.
I think if they if the Panthers play a ball control offense and keep the ball away from Buffalo, then Shady can't go crazy like he's capable of doing, then that would bode well for the Panthers.
Shady's never played very well against the Panthers, though. We've kept him under wraps.
For me, it's the defensive line, man. We got to keep maintained. We know what they want to do. They're going to run sort of like a spread option with Tyrod Taylor and LeSean McCoy. Their receivers suck. We're not scared of Jordan Matthews. We're not scared of Charles Clay. LeSean McCoy was their leading receiver as well as their leading rusher last week. So just keep him in check. D-line, don't lose focus. Don't break contain. Keep everything in the pocket.
Who do you think has an advantage, the Panthers secondary or the Bills wide receiver core?
The Panthers secondary, by far. By far.
Due to the fact that they are I got them. Yeah, I got high hopes for them, man.
Bradberry is going to shut down his side of the field. Like, you can't throw so the Bradberry side.
Shut
of
down
the field.
Corner now?
Yes. Go look at PFF Pro Football
Focus
right
now. Oh, my God.
Wait a minute.
The analytics do not lie. They will tell you straight up, Drake. Bradberry is a baller. Baller.
JaVale McGee is one of the best centers.
PER rating. Hey. He doesn't get a contract if he sucks.
James Bradberry is a silent assassin.
He just got love for light skinned dudes, right. That's what it is. Hold on.
James Bradberry, guys.
I'm talking about James. All right.
Listen, LeVar Ball, slow down for a minute. Hey, don't make outlandish. Listen,
James Bradberry in the shutdown corner?
Not yet. I ain't saying he's shut down corner yet. No, he's not shut down corner yet.
I'm not going to say shut down. I got to see him play Julio.
He's got to play more. They don't. Well, no, not just Julio. I want to see him, Mike Evans. What he does against other receivers that are
great
good.
Against them last year.
Who is on name? Can you name a?
We play Mike Evans twice. We play Brandon Cooks twice.
Year, you can't. The 49ers receivers not really that.
But
good.
They didn't throw to Bradberry side.
My point. It's the 49ers and Brian Hoyer.
Because they recognize Bradberry's over here. Let's go try to attack.
Just like 2 years ago, when you jump ahead, slow down 1 week at a time. Bradberry's not a shutdown corner.
He was the highest rated rookie corner last year.
Can we see him play more than two games?
He played a season. Gosh, he's played 18
games. You know what? I'm with B3 right here. Hell, he's on my team and he's getting me points. He's the best damn shutdown corner
Who you got? Who you got for the game?
I got Carolina by 3.
I got Carolina 10-3.
Yeah, it's going to be a bum ball.
10-3?
Yeah.
Yeah, both these teams can't score.
This defense, Bills defense is not going to be that bad, dude.
Bills allowed 12 points to the Jets last week.
Well, if you saw where they got two of their field goals, it was interceptions returned to that area.
Thank you, Tyrod.
I got Carolina 28-10.
Okay.
That sounds like my score, 28-10.
I don't have a number, I think the Panthers are winning pretty handily.
Yeah. All right. You got any NASCAR?
Yeah, a lot of NASCAR stuff. Smithfield Food announced that they will be ending their partnership with Richard Petty Motorsports and be joining up with Stuart Haas Racing next year.
Ooh.
It was a lot of damn beef about that. Richard Petty said that they had a, quote, handshake agreement that they were going to re-up a deal. And Smithfield Food said, we've never – did anything like that. We've invested tens of millions of dollars into your cars, into your company, and y'all are less than mediocre, always finishing 20th or worse. We're tired of that. We want to go to a program that's winning. So, sorry, Richard Petty, king or no king. And Danica Patrick announced this week that she will not be re-upping with Stuart Haas Racing, so it looks like this is the end of the road for Danica. Boys to men time, end of the road. We loved you. You was good. In the 60s.
Did you just say good?
She won the pole at Daytona. First woman to ever win a Daytona 500 pole. She had seven top 10 finishes in 6 years, which is, not great. It's not even good. She can't drive. But she brought a light to the sport, and she's
paving the way for women.
Exactly. She brought new fans in.
Yeah, absolutely. That I'll go with. That I'll go with.
And she looks great in a bikini. So way to go, Danica.
Yeah, way to go, Stenhouse.
Right? Ricky Stenhouse. Go ahead, Stenhouse.
Stinkhouse, man. Doing pretty good.
And, of course, Kyle Larson won Richmond this past weekend in overtime. I don't want to go into why he won. I'll save that for my dummies of the week. But way to go, Kyle Larson. Playoffs start this weekend, of course, in Chicago. Check it out. Mile and a half track. Martin Truex Jr. has been dominating mile and a half tracks this year. So don't be surprised if the 78 wins Sunday.
All right. Good transition into
who's there? It's the Joseph Randall, BSS Carolinas, dummy of the week.
Might have to add another cowboy in there. What?
You got one? You got a good
one? I got one already?
One, man. I got one.
All right, go ahead.
Who the hell put Carmelo Anthony at what, 64?
64.
Behind Lonzo.
Lonzo is 60.
Who?
Yeah.
It's not even the fact that the people just came up with that ranking. I'm mad at the people who agreed with it.
I agree. Can I tell you top 10 real fast? Top 10, Draymond. Giannis, number 9. Anthony Davis, 8.
Hey, man, that's disrespectful, man. Get his name right.
Giannis.
Giannis? Oh, my fault. Giannis. Whatever. Giannis. Giannis. The Greek freak,
future
all right?
MVP of the NBA. All right.
Stop it.
Slow down. Chris Paul, number 7, for I disrespect. Russell Westbrook, the MVP. James Harden, the runner-up. Kawhi Leonard, Steph, number 3.
Stephardless.
KD, number 2, and LeBron, number 1.
Okay, and I understand. Those are great names. Carmelo Anthony.
Hoodie Meadow.
If everything pans out, no matter what team he plays for, he will be the third player next to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Michael Jordan to average over 20 points a game in 15 seasons.
15 consecutive seasons.
15 consecutive seasons.
Special.
So, Lonzo Ball, there's people on there. Harrison Barnes, better than Melo.
Why is Lonzo even on this list? He hasn't played at
Harrison
all.
Harrison had a nice season.
Stop it.
No, listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying he had a nice season. I'm not saying he's better than Melo.
Tell me about Marvin Williams is 88?
Yeah. Stop it.
Top 100?
Marvin Williams.
Marvin Williams?
The fact that
Marvin. Keep in mind, right? Only 5 people on the team play at a time.
Okay? I know, but Marvin Williams?
Why is he even on the list?
Well, I mean, if you count 100 guys, eventually you got to have a Hornet in there somewhere.
He was above Ryan Anderson.
But here's the thing.
Where was Kemba on this list?
35th.
He should be in the top.
He was 30 top. Spots ahead of Carmelo.
And my thing is this, I understand.
Wait a minute. Robin Lopez, 85?
Right?
Who's 100? Who's 100?
Yeah, who's last?
I just had it. Lou Williams, D'Angelo Russell, snitch.
Ooh, he made the top 100?
But see, my thing is this, and granted, a lot of things come into play. Wins, factoring this, factoring that. Carmelo, Danilo Gallinari is better than Carmelo Anthony.
Disrespectful.
That's what you're telling me.
Drew Holiday.
How
is better than Carmelo Anthony?
How did Robert Covington get ahead of Eric Gordon?
Because they love the Philadelphia 76ers.
Where is Zach LaVine on that list?
I'm working my way down. Markieff Morris was 79.
Ooh, I don't.
So
like
he's 16 spots. Like Melo is 16 spots better than Markieff Morris.
Danny Green 75th.
ESPN has been making a lot of goofs recently, man.
Like
a whole lot of goofs. Makes me want to stop watching the network.
And it's not even ESPN.
Dwight Howard.
Is what?
73. Dwight Howard.
No, look. Dwight, he's the default Hall of Famer. Okay.
Is he?
Yeah. Three defensive players a year.
Time out.
Yeah.
Look, Carmelo's 64th, correct?
Yeah.
Serviceable player, Cody Zeller, 70.
Cody Zeller back up there with Carmelo Anthony?
That is a that is blasphemy.
We should probably trade him one.
Stephen A. Smith over here? Blasphemy.
That, like, man, I don't know who it is because I love ESPN. Shout out to everybody. Someone needs to do drug testing.
Marcin Gortat, 66.
Mm. Well, that sounds about right for Martin Gortat.
So where would you put Melo?
Time out. You know who's right behind Melo? No, Melo's lower than that. Devin Booker's 64th. Sorry.
He should be
crazy. He's top 50. Top
50, yeah. He should be top 50.
Ricky Rubio's 61.
Ricky Rubio is ahead of Carmelo Anthony?
Where is Carmelo? I ain't even seen Carmelo.
He's like 63rd or 64.
He's like 63rd or 64.
He's way down in the 60s.
And here's the funny thing about Devin Booker. In his age bracket, he's averaging the most points out of his age bracket in the less possessions.
Maybe they changed it. Yeah.
They might have changed it because right now they got Paul Gasol, Devin Booker, George Hill 63rd, Ariza 62nd, Rubio 61, Holiday 60.
J.J. Redick 59?
Yeah. Gary Harris? Damn, I think they changed it.
They said, oh, this was a typo. We didn't mean to put Melo here. We need to move. Melo is top 25.
Tristan Thompson, 52nd.
What?
Yeah. After that finals.
Really? The guy that was out rebounded by Steph Curry? And his only job is to rebound the basketball?
Yeah, that's his only existence on that team.
Yes, the rebound to basketball. And Steph Curry out-rebounded him all
when
my
I tell
games.
People he's been a bum since high school, no one believes me. He's been a bum since 10th grade.
Another one of them Canadians getting over.
Canadian LeBron.
Damn.
Canadian LeBron, number 50. Harrison Barnes, 49th.
Harrison Barnes?
Nicholas Batum, 48th.
I don't believe he's
the fact that they are ranking Charlotte Hornets over Carmelo Anthony.
I haven't seen Carmelo.
I haven't seen Carmelo.
They must have moved him up.
I think they
got Hoodie Melo.
They had to take his name out. He got red flagged. They was like, this is wrong.
Isaiah Thomas, 40.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Hoodie Melo got Embiid. A 98 rating on 2K, though, just to show you.
Yeah, yeah. True, indeed.
Hooded Melo got a 98?
Yeah.
That's my dummies, man. Yeah. Whoever came
Kemba
up with
Walker, 29th.
That's respect.
I can see Kemba,
respect.
Yeah.
Paul All-star Millsap, last year. 27th.
Paul Millsap's awesome boy.
Kevin Love. Yeah. Jokic from Nuggets.
Kevin Love, where?
27th.
Kevin Love's still a top 30 player in that league.
After the finals, man. After those finals, bro.
He was better than Tristan Thompson?
Yeah. What does that say, though?
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving, 21.
Klay Thompson,
20.
Will Klay?
Okay.
You hear that? Four of their starting five is 20, and three of them is in the top 10.
Hey, man, I think Kyrie's better than that, though. Like, Kyrie showed his ass in the playoffs.
Kyrie can score. Kyrie can score.
That's the LeBron factor.
Nah, bro.
LeBron said, yo, don't put him in the top 10.
Oh, well.
You got to keep – you can put him in the 20s.
Like, Kyrie put the team on.
Was he in the 70s?
I didn't they dropped him down lower? Damn.
Let me look this up.
Damn, Melo. While he's looking that up, let me get to my dummy. It's got to go to NASCAR for the multiple goofs at Richmond. First thing, about 200 laps into the race, caution comes out. Danica slides. She's stuck in the middle of the track. Whatever. Why the hell is there an ambulance on the racetrack? Nobody wrecked. Nobody got hurt. So the ambulance is on the racetrack. The ambulance goes around. And goes to pit road and stops right in front of pit road. And what does NASCAR do? They turn the green light on and says, hey, drivers, y'all can come to pit road. Oh, yeah, there's an ambulance there that's going to block you. And Ophelia, y'all going to wreck. And y'all are going to be out the race. And a couple of y'all really need to win. But, oops, our bad. And then that bogus caution for Derek Cote. 4 laps remain in the race. Martin Truex winning the race by 5 seconds. The boy barely skins the wall. He's still riding. They throw the caution out. Kyle Larson wins the race off pit row, and he ends up winning the race. Had no chance any other way than that. And again, it's, oops, our bad. NASCAR, y'all suck, man. Y'all better get y'all stuff together. And you wonder why your drivers don't like y'all, respect y'all, man. That was worse than like some NCAA crap. Worse than FIFA. Y'all need to get y'all crap together.
They do. I went back. I don't know what list that was, but they got MKG 71st.
Oh, God. That guy.
He made the top 100?
Yes.
He is.
That might have just been Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
We're on Nicholas ESPN Batum, now. There we go.
66.
There was Melo. 64.
64th.
That's the ESPN.
Lonzo Ball, 63.
Lonzo Ball, 63.
Blasphemous.
Let's see. Eric Gordon, 62nd.
You got Eric Gordon. You got Lonzo Ball. The kid hasn't even taken a single shot in a regular season game. Ranked ahead of Carmelo Anthony.
So you're just they're just going to count his preseason triple doubles, huh?
Oh no! If you listen to his dad, man, I mean
they're going
to
win 50 games this year,
50 games,
and they're going to split with the Warriors.
Yeah,
he's supposed to say that.
I'm surprised he didn't say they want to sweep the Warriors.
He also said start spelling LeBron's name LaBron.
Yeah,
because he's coming to the Lakers.
He's supposed to say that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll go through some more here in a minute. Do you have any more dummies?
And LeVar Ball for thinking someone's going to pay $1,500 for a shoe with your name on it. What? You're not hooping. You're not getting no buckets.
Somebody will pay that.
Hey, Avery Bradley's ahead of at 60.
What?
Devin Booker's at 60.
Danny Green.
Danny Green. Harrison Barnes. Andrew Williams.
Danny Green. Danny freaking
Malcolm
Green
used to be Brogdon. Here.
Malcolm Brogdon?
Hey, Malcolm Brogdon.
Robert
solid.
Covington.
He's not
solid,
better than Carmelo Anthony.
No, he's not better than Melo.
Danilo Gallinari.
Andre Drummond.
Who they traded for. Melo.
Andre Drummond.
Yeah. They got Andre Drummond. Non free throw shooting Andre Drummond.
Brooke Lopez.
Please.
Somebody, man.
Please, somebody. ESPN.
Somebody's doing their best impression of Rick James up there, man.
That's crazy.
It's the big payback. What did Melo do to y'all?
Hey, somebody is Rick Bobby Browning or something. Jeez. He's supposed to.
They got some Eddie Kane stuff going on.
Somebody on that booger sugar.
Something. And I'm not a big Melo fan, but 15 years.
10-plus time All-Star. All-NBA performer. 3-time Olympic gold medalist. Scoring champion. Got Lonzo Ball ranked ahead of him who ain't done crap. Come on, man. Malcolm Brogdon after 1 year and he was a bench player? A role player?
Let me play devil's advocate. Where do you think LeBron would have been on his rookie season in the top 100? Like before. Like he probably would have been ranked well ahead of like some legitimate vets.
They probably put him number one if they're going to rank
him. Probably would have had him like 30 or something like
that. In front of Kobe.
Like that. Yeah, some bullshit like that. Yeah.
They got Lonzo and Melo.
Like they would have had him like T-Mac. Yeah. That's what it was. You know what I'm saying?
The only thing, where are you supposed to put rookies at?
Right.
You're
I don't
not
think they
even
should
supposed
be on the
to
list.
Put rookies in the list.
Not
like the top 100.
Where it's a preseason thing.
Right.
I mean,
you know, like the NFL top 100 thing. That thing drives me nuts every year.
This is where you put rookies at, from 80 to 100.
Right.
Not even there. You put them
on a different list.
150.
You put them on a different list.
Yeah, top rookies. Rookie rankings.
Don't put them in your
Don't
top
put them in top 100.
Yeah.
Right. Give me a season. At least one season.
I agree. All right. Did you anybody else have any more dummies? I got
Jeremy Lane for throwing that punch in the open.
That was stupid.
I'm good. I don't have any.
All right. I've got a couple. Cam wearing his swaggy lime outfit. I don't know if you guys seen it.
You didn't like that? You didn't like that? I thought it was dope.
No. Cam be dressing.
And you know, I don't really rock with Cam like that, but I thought it was dope.
I've seen him look like Sister Newton before.
Sister Newton.
Dodgers are the only team ever to lose 14 of 16 games and win 15 of 16 in the same season. Oh, man. It's been rough.
I actually might have one.
What?
The Cleveland Indian fans. They when they got their 20th win, there was only 26,000 fans there.
Oh,
when they got their 20th win to tie the A's, A's streak, there's 20,000 fans.
They draw. I don't know. They draw for all the other games.
They spend their money on going to the Browns games.
Yeah.
What?
No, they save for the Cavs.
Yeah.
Do we have to save?
Oh yeah. They got to. They got to, man. Got to sell their souls to keep LeBron there. Yeah.
How much you need, Bron? We got you.
After this year, it's not going to matter.
I don't know, man. I've seen them sell their souls before to bring LeBron back for them to lose final after final.
If they offer LeBron 3 years and $180 to $200 million for 3 years, I don't know. How can you say no to that?
Yeah.
That's a whole crap load of money. I know Lakerland is wonderful, but come on, man. 60, 70 million a season.
But everybody in Cleveland is going to be chipping in. Like, the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to start a GoFundMe to keep LeBron.
And the sad thing is that that's not going to be enough.
So, moving, I have a couple. Steve Smith, I was going to talk about it. You talked about the Hall of Fame earlier. Was not on the list of – Steve Smith was on the list of consideration for the next Hall of Fame. I'm trying to find where it says, but it was the wrong Steve Smith.
It was giant Steve Smith. Yeah. That's terrible.
How you get the wrong Steve Smith? The giant Steve Smith. Anybody remember Giants? I remember.
Yeah, he was horrible. To USC.
He wasn't very good. No.
You know how happy he was to get that call?
That's a whole our bad, bro. Not you.
Yeah, sorry, wrong one.
The flunky. Ah.
He was supposed to be good, but he wasn't.
He probably said, when he answered the phone, I think you got the wrong Steve
Smith.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
I'm pretty sure you do.
He's not eligible yet because he just retired last year. So he's got way a couple
years. Wait, he's only been retired for
one year. 1 year, yeah.
That Steve Smith. I thought you were talking about the wrong
one. No, the other one. No.
Yeah, he's been.
He's been for a while.
And even when he wasn't retired, he was retired.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that's one of my dummies.
He's like a guidance counselor now. Or something.
Probably working with Mario Manningham somewhere.
Probably.
And David Tyree, they all together.
They probably owe like a barbershop or something.
The Red Sox fans for putting the racist sign Fenway Park during the game. I saw that. Come on, man.
What do you expect from the Red Sox fans?
And then they try to play it up like they don't do that.
It says they're activist group that did it. So... Yeah, I just come on, man.
Activist.
Listen, this is tough. I'm gonna say it, Jemele Hill, just for the tweet. Jemele Hill. And we all feel different ways about our president, and I get it. But you can't
go on social media
and call somebody a white supremacist.
Then he's our president. You can't. No matter how you feel about it.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
Listen, I don't understand the way other people do. I just see it differently. I just hate Jemele did that because
you can't do that in your what's the word? Like in her position, you can't do
just
that.
Bad timing.
Yeah.
Well, nah, I mean, timing has nothing to do
with it. I mean, if she wasn't
as high regard as she is and have that public platform to say that.
Like she works for
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse and the ABC company, and we all know they are big supporters of Mr. Trump and his campaign, you know?
Even
so you've got to recognize who you work for.
Even if you don't, if they're not supporters, all right? Yeah. It is the president, all right? Right. I was born to respect the position. Even if I didn't agree with Obama, I didn't go out and badmouth the man on social media. That's just not me. I don't go on social media and badmouth anybody anyway. That's another story. But I just Jemele Hill, I had a lot of respect and everything. I really like her, man. I mean, you know, I've talked about her forever, and I'm glad she got the show on SportsCenter.
Yeah, but now we'll be on Fox Sports.
No, she ain't going anywhere.
She's definitely not going to Fox.
Thank you. Real fast, I had some dummies. I'm going to finish this real fast. Louisiana Tech fumble play this Saturday. I don't know if you guys saw it. It's on Facebook. It went back and forth like 8 different times.
Right.
It's 4th and 93.
Oh, you get 4th and 93. Damn.
Because they touched it. It went all the way back to the 7-yard line. I have to show you the place on Facebook. Then the Bills center, Eric Wood, threw one Jet player to another to prevent a pick six.
Yeah.
And then Chuck Pagano, after losing to the Rams 46-9, first of all, you're a dummy for that. No, it's 46-3.
No, 46-9.
His team lost to the 49ers. Didn't know what team he was coaching.
So right.
That's all right.
It's his tenure is about up.
Yeah.
He's good. He's made plenty of money. Man.
And since it's the anniversary of Tupac, we're placing Tupac on the way out.
And we know it sucked that he got that cancer, but if he didn't get that cancer, he wouldn't have had this job this additional three years.
The worst part about Chuck, he's supposed to be a difference of mind. And who in the heck you stop? Since
he's out of his mind if he think he's going to stop anybody with that defense.
He's had no defense since he's been there, and they don't really try to play defense. So.
And Q, you're wrong about the Panthers. They will beat the Bills this weekend.
He's wrong about Dez. I think he's right about the Panthers.
Well, Dez is kind of slow. Well, Dez ain't never been the fastest guy anyway, so.
Yeah.
Got to improve on route running.
Yeah. I think we got enough time for one more or not.
I got to roll. I'll see y'all.
He's going to make his picks. When we come back, me and Smoochie will wrap up. You're listening to BSS Carolinas. You can catch us everywhere.
Side piece.
I'll be here tomorrow morning, though.
All right. Y'all, 10:30?
Yeah, we're going on 10:30.
Yeah, we got to do it. Yeah.